But, you know, I understand you got to bring kids, but if you bring them to a show that's going to bore them and they don't understand, they're going to get restless. Mm. But, you know, you have so many shows that are exciting for kids. Yeah. I remember you did the Wind, the Lion, the...
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah. Yes, that was, oh gosh, that was 2018-ish. That was one of our outreach shows as well, yeah. So, you know, that's one of the great things about outreach shows and what we've been able to do with those is we've been able to introduce a lot of kids to theater for the very first time. And those shows are very specifically chosen because we think that they'll connect with kids in some way. And so it gives them their first chance to sit in the theater and to get their wiggles out and figure out what it's like to attend a show. And then they get to talk to the cast and crew afterwards and, you know, ask questions.
Yes,
about,
you bring them up to the lobby now. That's great.
And then ask questions about hair, makeup, you know, did you really kiss on stage? You know, the kids are so funny with their questions. But
that was my question when I was there. That was a kid question. I said, did you really kiss? I said, look kind of passionate to me.
Yeah.
So we got the shows. Mm-hmm. They kick in July. People want to get tickets now that we whet their appetite. How do they do it?
They go to racinetheater.org. Again, first date is on sale right now. Everything else will go on sale July 1st. Otherwise, you can still sign up to be a season ticket holder or a flex pass holder. And the flex pass is really nice because you can kind of pick and choose which shows you want to see and when, so you don't have to commit to like the first Friday performance. And with flex passes this year, you'll also get to use those on our comedy series, our Jeans Jazz series, and our Signature Spotlight series as well.
Excellent. Jocelyn Fish, who is the Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild, a treasure located right here in Racine. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up, more timeless news, more local news and timeless hits at WRJN. CBS News coming up right now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a shift in Biden administration policy that could clear the way for citizenship for hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants married to Americans. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has details from the White House.
The individuals have to be married to a U.S. citizen. They have to have lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years and pass a background check. And if they have any children, they would also be eligible. Those who qualify would be able to apply for permanent residence, but in the meantime, they'd be allowed to stay and work without fear of deportation.
A top airline executive is in Washington getting set to address safety concerns. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Boeing's outgoing CEO Dave Calhoun is expected to answer questions on Capitol Hill today and take responsibility for the door panel that blew out on the Alaska Airlines flight in January. Calhoun is also expected to outline steps Boeing is taking to make improvements, including its new safety and quality action plan recently submitted to the FAA. Calhoun will tell senators Boeing's culture is, quote, far from perfect, but we are taking action and making progress.
A heat wave is settling in 17 states.
Would you like to have water today?
Yes, water.
Volunteers handing out water to homeless people in Chicago as temperatures scorch states from the Midwest to the Northeast. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Over the next several days, we are going to be dealing with a heat index that is over 100 from Ohio into the Northeast. That's by day. Nighttime low temperatures will have a tough time getting below the 80-degree mark.
Hot weather isn't helping crews trying to get a handle on California's largest wildfire of the year so far. L.A. Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher Burko.
The temperatures are going to kind of hang out at that 85-degree mark, which is hot, but not super hot. But I think our biggest battle is with the wind and what it decides to do.
Post-fire, now 20% contained. Still no arrest after a Secret Service agent was robbed at gunpoint during President Biden's fundraising visit to L.A. Saturday night. Police say the agent was not injured when he was robbed, returning home to Tustin. Celtics fans are celebrating after Boston scored a record 18th NBA championship.
This is just like an unbelievable feeling.
This is the time of my life. My heart is filled with a lot of love right now.
Jason Tatum had 31 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Celtics beat the Mavs 106-88 in Game 5.
Banner number 18 has been hanging over our head for so many years. To know that we're going to be engraved in history, I'm just still trying to process it all.
That win breaks a tie with the Lakers for most titles in NBA history. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. That's leading to potential delays, parking restrictions downtown, and a planned protest in Monument Square. Community centers, libraries, and village halls in Racine and Kenosha counties are being used as cooling centers. You can call 211 to find a place near you. In a preliminary vote, the Racine School Board approved a budget that includes eliminating over 100 positions. It's due to school closures, declining enrollment, and administration cuts. A Racine County jail inmate was able to smuggle in crack cocaine by bypassing normal search procedures due to a medical condition. Police say the inmate traded drugs with other inmates for items like noodles and phone calls. There's a slight swim risk for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service says there's a higher risk further north in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with, and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school, so... definitely someone I'm comfortable with, and the details and footwork and things like that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Currently, 78 degrees.
Bought a new pair of sneakers the other day. I think I got a good price. I put $50 down, and I'm paying $5 a month for 60 months. I need to make some money. I've been reading these books. You know how the millionaires write books, and they all say the same thing. They say, making that first million is the toughest. Yeah. I'm finding that to be the case. I hope the second million isn't this tough. In fact, I might have a little trouble with the 1,000 barrier. The money I do have is all tied up in Pokemon cards. Yeah. I had to sell some Beanie Babies to get the Pokemon cards. But I wanted to diversify my portfolio.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. took from me and left me alone with only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control.
It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Don Rose, and I want to thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning. Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond, local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend at WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one. Thank you.
Royal Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 86. Part of cloudy, low 73 tonight. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 86 tomorrow on Juneteenth Day. Right now it's sunny at 78 degrees and humid at Radio Park with the four tops on WRJN. Four tops, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 818. For better or worse, workplaces are getting rid of bosses. Middle management layoffs have increased more than 30% from pre-pandemic times. Well, if that's the case, who's going to be yelling at you, telling you you're doing a terrible job if they get rid of the bosses? How's that going to happen? Odd, but is it true? A woman on TikTok claims she consumed over 1,000 calories in one sitting just by licking wedding invitation envelopes. Odd, but is it really true?
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Jane Matinair going to be my guest tomorrow morning after 8 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun. Rhythm of the Rain, Cascades, 822. But local news and timeless hits live. WRJN.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day,
play that song at the ballparks after a pitcher gets removed from the game. You know, they take him off the mound, they relieve him, and kiss him goodbye. I love that. All right, a survey found we have to tell our kids no an average of 23 times a day or 8,400 times a year. Here are the most common questions parents are saying no to. Can I stay up late? Can I have a snack before bed? And asking to buy something every time you go to the store. And it's not a specific item. It's a random item. They see, oh, I want that. Can I have that? You know, when I had my daughter, my mother said, you're going to be saying no a lot. But let me tell you something. Every once in a while, you're going to have to force yourself to say yes. You can't say no every time. And I said, you know, that's good. And I remembered that, and I continued to say no to my daughter. Now, I actually did. I did say yes a few times when I didn't feel I should, but I did. And odd but true. As my voice cracks, odd but true. Now, if you ever go to Antarctica and you need money, there are two ATMs in the entire continent of Antarctica. They're run by Wells Fargo. So if you have a Wells Fargo account, good news, there's no ATM fee. Odd but true.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today, his first Wisconsin stop since he called Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump has repeated lies that the 2020 election was stolen from him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a preliminary vote, the Racine School Board approved a budget that includes the elimination of over 100 positions. The reductions are brought on by the closure of two schools, declining student enrollment, and cuts at the administration building. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. If you need to get downtown, there might be some traffic issues with the Racine police issuing a statement about the impacts. There will be no full road closures, but police are warning of potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. A Racine County jail inmate was able to smuggle in crack due to a medical condition. A criminal complaint says 36-year-old Tanya Price was getting radiation treatments, which allowed her to bypass the normal search procedure. According to the sheriff's office, an inmate told investigators that Price smuggled in the drugs to the jail and traded them with other inmates for items like noodles and phone calls. Garbage pickup won't happen in Racine tomorrow. The city of Racine has announced that in observance of the Juneteenth Day holiday, solid waste and recycling will not be collected. That means your pickup day in Racine shifts back a day, with the calendar posted on the city's website showing the change. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Currently, 78 degrees.
Have you tried the soup at Subway? And I'm not talking about the tuna salad. I always get the tuna where they ladle out your tuna under the bread. There's always that white puddle of tuna water. It's like a tuna gazpacho. Just want to bring in a really long straw and you're going. Oh, that's where I crossed the line?
That was funny until I did that tuna water joke. My fiance is allergic to tuna water. I don't appreciate the inconsideration. As if anyone in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area would sound like this voice he's doing right now. I think the accent actually changes the middle of the joke.
WRJN.
Hey, today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last about 30 minutes unless additional testing and services are required. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and save 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate for Warren Eye Care.
To say, well,
If You Really Love Me. It's 844 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. A new poll asks people which decade represent or will represent the best years of their lives. 24% of people said when they're in their 30s, it's the best years of their life. Another 21% said their 20s. 15% said their 40s. 9% said their 50s. 7% said their 60s. Now, 6% said under 20, so when they were teenagers. That's as best as it's ever going to get. 2% said their 70s, and 1% said the best years of their life will be in their 80s. Interesting. And a bride's wedding registry going viral this morning because it demands guests spend at least $400, no exceptions. Now, she's specifically asking for a new car, floor tiles for the whole house, and Gucci purses. So how would you react to that? $400, no exceptions. And you were planning to get a toaster for $26, right?
Encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Are you or a loved one facing serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Supportive Care Management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Take me. Every other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
see out in Sag Harbor, Long Island, Justin Timberlake arrested this morning. He's facing DUI-related charges. He's expected to be arraigned later on this morning. Wow. Justin Timberlake under arrest on Long Island. Circumstances of the arrest weren't immediately released. He was set to go on a global tour for his sixth album in June. We'll see if that happens now. All right. Maybe we'll get more on that story a little later on for you. I'm Don Rosen, 855 WRJN with the Rivieras in California Sun.
I'm going out of West where I belong. Where the days are short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I'm up, they twist and I'll miss. They sing and I'll sing. They fly and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west out on the coast. Where the California girls are. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Good morning, 8:59 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. I'll be filling in for Cindy up until noon today. Cindy's on vacation. And after that, Chris Morrow will be in at noon today. Excuse me. Losing my voice. Heck of a time to lose my voice. I got another 3 hours to go. Fun facts. You ready? The company that makes that Swiss Army knife has been in business since 1884. And get this. They've never, ever laid off an employee. And one of the very first items ever sold on eBay in 1995 when it got started was a